When Schrödinger was a student in Vienna, Adolf Hitler, twice rejected as an art student, having pawned his overcoat to buy bread and milk, was prowling about the snowy streets trying to sell pictures of Viennese churches. That would be about 1911, when Erwin Schrödinger, born in 1889, would have been roughly 20. Erwin was a much indulged only child, top of his classes in high school and at the University of Vienna, possessing a genius that a few have said was nearer to madness than to normality. A few months after his graduation, he presented himself for his military service. As his biographer, Walter Moore, whose book I quote from, states, "As a young reserve officer, life in garrison towns included happy evenings of wine, women, and song." After that, he was given an assistantship at the University of Vienna, teaching labs, and wrote, "I realized I was not suited to be an experimentalist. For the man who is famous for the entirely theoretical Schrödinger equation, his first theoretical paper was presented to the Vienna Academy in 1912. He was then 23, and met his first love, 16-year-old Felicie Krauss, daughter of a wealthy family. When they wanted to become engaged, her mother stepped in and forbade the friendship to continue, because Erwin's financial prospects were close to zero. World War I began in 1914, and Erwin was sent to the Italian border as a young artillery officer. At times when there was little action, he was able to make calculations in his dugout, and he sent his first short paper to Annalen der Physik. Schrödinger, very much a romantic all his life, found happiness in many forms of beauty, in intellectual work, a few good friends, the love of women, philosophy, skiing, and exploration of mountains and seashores. A poem he wrote beside Lake Zurich begins, "The brooding sun rests softly on the lake, and barely marks its shallow breathing as gentle waves rock up and down in the heavy glare of midday heat." Some years after World War I, he was made a full professor at Switzerland's University of Zurich, where Einstein had been a professor before him. This gave him just enough money to marry, not Felicie, but Anna Marie Bertel. Annie became an excellent homemaker, but after a couple of years lost interest in him physically, becoming deeply attracted to another scientist, Paul Ewald. Nevertheless, she was proud to be the wife of a famous man, and they remained married for 40 years, but with no children. Extreme poverty in Europe after the war, widespread starvation, the loss of his father, mother, and beloved grandfather, caused him to write, "I am kaput." Suffering also from TB, he had a breakdown and was ordered to have complete rest. He and Annie went to Arosa in the Swiss mountains, where he soon wrote two more papers on specific heats. Schrödinger was deeply interested in Hinduism, in the Upanishads in particular. After 42 publications in physics and atomic theory and color and statistics, he was invited to the chair at the University of Innsbruck, which would thus allow him to return to his beloved Austria. Annie became a lover of Hermann Weyl, but refused to divorce. At Christmas in 1925, Schrödinger invited an old girlfriend, who, according to the biographers, has remained unknown, to join him in Arosa while Annie remained in Zurich, being quite understanding of their own relationship. There in the mountains, he began his world-shaking papers on wave mechanics. Through Annie, he was later introduced to two 14-year-old twins with the delightful name of Ithy and Withy to coach them in mathematics, and he would take them skiing. Later, he and Ithy became lovers. With the rise of the Nazis, Schrödinger accepted a position in Oxford, and in 1933 it was announced he had won the Nobel Prize. I'm out of time, but I hope to discuss Schrödinger's cat in another essay.